For Dean Richards, our friend Cindy Pearlman, Chicago's very own, out there in Las Vegas with the entertainment news of the day. And the Man of Steel is still Superman, isn't he, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. Yep, still up, up, and away for Superman, who retained the number one spot at the box office this weekend. And people weren't sure if that was going to happen because there was a lot of buzz, and I know what you did that last summer, but this summer, that movie sort of tanked. That movie came in third with Superman as number one, Superman earning another $57.3 million, only a 54% decline from week one, which isn't bad.
Yeah, I mentioned this last week. We saw it, and usually I'm not big on movies that are mostly special effects, explosions, and laser beams, but somehow this movie works, don't you think?
I think it does. I think the cast is great. I think Superman and Lois Lane, perfectly cast. And I think it has a lot of heart to it that people like. Plus, you know, I love dogs, so give me that dog anytime.
Yeah, that turns out Crypto is the star. Talk about your Sunday morning cup of coffee with special guests.
You know, usually it is just hanging out, farmers market, fun things, but even more fun, I talked to the entire cast of the Fantastic Four yesterday. Big, big buzz movie coming up for Marvel. And it was fun because you cannot have anything but fun with Pedro Pascal. And he was deep into analyzing his Mr. Fantastic character. He said he's codependent on his family. He's the kind of guy that is explaining everything to the family. He's like the smartest one, of course. So he's the one going, okay, I'll explain it to you. And he said, you know, it's just, you know, a dysfunctional superhero family type of saga.
Yeah, dysfunctional. I like that. So Fantastic Four is opening this weekend, right?
Opening this weekend, and a funny thing happened to him. He auditioned for the role, and then he was walking around LA with a friend, came up to this kid who was really pushy about a lemonade stand, and he was like, fine, fine, I'm going to buy some lemonade. Turns out it's the director's daughter. So now he's wondering if that pushed it over the edge a little bit.
And then the Avengers Doomsday movie, is that the next one?
Yeah, these people have no, tonight is the red carpet for Fantastic Four in LA. They have no time to spare. Then they go right off into Avengers Doomsday. They're in it. So that should be great. I mean, Avengers Doomsday next summer, it's got a lot of the old Avengers and the Fantastic Four. So that I'm looking forward to big time.
Yeah, that was the thing I thought about in the Superman movie. If you don't know anything about the comics, don't you think you get a little confused because all of a sudden the Justice League appears?
You're so confused. You almost need what we used to call the Cliff Notes. Yeah. There's so many of these characters now. So much Fantastic. You could get a PhD in Fantastic Four. I've actually asked people to explain it to me, and they're like, how many hours do you have? But
really?
It's so complex, but if you want to dig deep, it's there for the digging.
Presumed Innocent, I didn't see it, but a lot of people love this series, and it's going to have a second season now, isn't it?
Kind of a cool second season. Presumed Innocent was on Apple Plus. Jake Gyllenhaal playing a lawyer who has a murder happening around him, could be his family members. Now they've greenlit a second season, but it's new cast, new story. They're doing a different legal thriller, something called Dissection of a Murder. That's a book coming out next year by Joe Murray. And this time it's Rachel Brosnahan, Lois Lane, who plays a defense attorney. She's been assigned her first murder case. The twist is her husband's the prosecutor. So that is going to debut in next year in 2026 with Jake Gyllenhaal in there in some capacity. So it sounds kind of interesting. And, of course, he was just nominated for an Emmy last week.
More streaming news. Amazon has got a comedy in the works. And this pairing sounds pretty cool to me. Ryan Gosling and Will Ferrell.
You can't miss, right, Bob? Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling, Will Ferrell. Who cares what they're doing, right? But it's called Tough Guys, an action comedy, and they're just two henchmen who want to break free of the mob. So they're, you know, they're on the run. The mob's trying to kill them. We've seen this story 1,000 times, but it's Ryan Gosling and Will Ferrell.
And finally, this sounds like something that will be released around Halloween. Tell us about Crystal Lake.
Right. The minute I saw Crystal Lake, my ears perked up. I'm like, is it the Crystal Lake? And we still don't really know definitively. It's a new TV series, though, that's the backstory of Jason from Friday the 13th. And this is Jason as a kid going to camp, Camp Crystal Lake. And, you know, they're not just tie-dyeing shirts and making fires. Someone's trying to kill him. It could be other campers. He could be the killer. We find out Jason drowned in a lake as a child, which led to his mother sort of wigging out. And she comes to camp to avenge his death. And then what version of Jason is still alive? This is another thing where there's a lot of backstory, but it is set in fictional Crystal Lake, they're saying.
Not Crystal Lake, Illinois, we don't think, do we?
We don't know, though. So it could be Jason here camping out. We don't know.
Crystal Lake debuts on Peacock in 2026. Cindy Pearlman in Las Vegas. She writes for the Review Journal, contributes to the New York Times Entertainment Wire there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Bob.
Other entertainment news to tell you about this morning. Did you see the Katy Perry malfunction in San Francisco? Friday night, she was performing as part of her Lifetimes tour, and a giant butterfly prop she was riding in malfunctioned as it hung suspended over the crowd. It's all over social media. She was in the midst of performing Roar, and all of a sudden the rig jerked and dropped suddenly. She immediately stopped singing, managed to regain her balance and composure. First, she looked up at the contraption that connected the butterfly to the cables above, and then as the prop swung, she started singing again. The mishap, the second like that on a major tour this summer, remember the flying car prop in Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour? It tilted midair during a show in Houston last month. She was quickly lowered down without injury. Getting scary at these concerts. And, of course, people can't stop talking about the Coldplay Kiss Cam moment. And now the Philadelphia Phillies, or at least the mascot, getting into the act during Friday night's game against the Angels. They gave their home fans at Citizens Bank Park a show with a parody of that viral Kiss Cam moment. During the standard Kiss Cam segment of the game, with Coldplay's clocks playing in the background, the Jumbotron showed the Philly fanatic mascot cozying up to a female mascot in the stands. The Philly fanatic looked startled, caught on camera, dove to the ground, and the crowd erupted in laughter. The stadium was playing audio of Coldplay's lead singer Chris Martin saying, "Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy." On top of that, the stadium's cameras panned to another couple right after that and showed the man in the stands, a fan, holding up a sign that read, "This is my wife." I heard somebody say Coldplay came out with two singles that night.
And I said to myself, what is going on here?
Yeah, they're going to rename the Kiss Cam the Divorce Cam now. So, people can't stop talking about that.